I was working on Revelation and the continuing the teaching on Revelation, and the Lord said, "No, don't want to do that." So I want to share some things with you today that God shared with me. Not normally does He do this, but if you'll find Numbers chapter 21 in your Bible. And then we're going to look at a couple of other passages of Scripture. And I want to share with you a word that the Lord gave me. And this, I think it's why that God wouldn't allow me to put together the teaching on Revelation for today. I was working on it, and it just the Lord just kept blocking my path. So how many of you have ever had a word from God that He spoke to your heart that you wished He hadn't have said? Does that ever happen? Went to the Lord, you prayed about something, and you said, "Lord, I need an answer here." And you're looking for an answer, and God gave you an answer, but it certainly wasn't the answer you was looking for. I found myself in that spot over the last two or three weeks. And when God dropped this word into my heart about what I was asking Him about, I thought it was just for me. And so when God gives a specific word, I don't share that with nobody. And the reason I don't is because there's things between me and God that's none of nobody's business. Everybody say amen. Amen. We have relationships with people that sometimes, not everything about that relationship is supposed to be spoken out loud. So there's times when God gives me a word, it's just for me. It's not for you. It's for me. But in this case, and I thought that's what was happening here, this is a word for me. And so God spoke to me this word. Come to find out, it's not just for me, it's for you as well. And so that's why there was like a stopper in the path of continuing on with Revelation. Here we are on New Year's Day, and 2023 holds some, I think, some great things. Now, how many of you also know, if you've listened to me any length of time, you would get the idea that I am a very negative person. How many of you would get that idea? Yeah, that's right. And the reason that I'm a very negative person is because when you're dealing with negative things, you can only speak in negative ways. But watch this. 2023 is going to be a positive. Did you hear what I just said?
Amen.
That may be your only opportunity to say amen during my time this morning. So I want you to take advantage of it. 2023 is going to be a positive.
Amen.
God's going to do some great things in 2023. And I don't want you to miss what God is doing. Watch this. Most of the time, God is moving whether we see it or not. And we need to start acknowledging the ways that God is moving. So let me just share with you a little bit of a personal journey here. I've been, most of you know, been going through chemo, and I need to make this announcement. I do not have cancer.
Amen.
Everybody say amen to that.
Amen.
There is no cancer in my body that they can spot, and the reason they can't spot it is because it's not there. However, because of protocol and responsibilities, they requested that I do 12 treatments. Well, I did 7 of them, and I was trying to look for a way out of the chemo. And the reason I was trying to look for a way out is because sometimes the treatment is worse than the disease. Everybody say amen to that.
Amen.
So I was facing some things my immune system's run down a little bit, and so infection and all of the things that goes along with, I can't hear out of this ear, and I haven't been able to hear for some time. Sometimes that's a blessing, but in this case, it's not. And so I was contemplating, Lord, since I don't have cancer, maybe I shouldn't continue this chemo journey. Well, and so for 3 weeks, I laid that before the Lord, and then God finally gave me a word about it. Well, the word He gave me, I didn't want to hear. God said, keep doing it. And I think the reason is because there's maybe a work that needs to be finished at the chemo place. There may be somebody there that I'm supposed to speak to or something at the chemo place. So I'm seeking God on behalf of that. But in the middle of trying to hear from the Lord on this matter, I was starting to get a little frustrated. I wasn't hearing anything clearly from God on it, as far as direction. Then, wouldn't you know it, I opened up my computer and heard this Franciscan monk talking on YouTube. He delivered to me a word. Now, let me tell you something about that, okay? So I want to hopefully offend everybody's religious spirit, okay? God has people in his family that are not Baptist. It's an amazing phenomenon, you know. It's just this amazing thing that God could have a bigger family than what we think. I've also learned that God can speak through packages that we're not normally used to. I mean, here's this Franciscan monk with a robe and sandals on. Okay, and I'm sitting there listening to him, don't know why. But what he said had explicit wisdom in it. And I knew as soon as he started talking, it was a word for me. He pointed me to this passage of Scripture, and as soon as he did, I began to repent, because my perspective on this passage of Scripture in times past has been a little skewed. And I want to share it with you, because it has, deep within it, extremely important truth that you need in your spiritual DNA in order to survive the coming times without entering into a crisis of faith. Did you hear what I just said? Now, please, go back to what I said before. 2023 is going to be a year of great things. But great things often comes in a package that you're not expecting. God's going to move in 2023. Ed's the only one said amen to that, so I'm going to say it again. God's going to move in 2023. We have to make sure we see it and that we don't miss it. And it'll come in a package, I'm afraid, that we're going to miss if we're not careful. So I'm going to read to you some scripture. It's familiar to you. Hopefully we'll have time to look at two other passages. I may just allude to them, but I want you to hear real closely what God says in the book of Numbers, the 21st chapter. And we'll start reading at verse 4. Matter of fact, let's start reading at verse 1. And when King Arad, the Canaanite, which dwelt in the south, heard tell that Israel came by the way of the spies, then he fought against Israel and took some of them prisoners. And Israel vowed a vow unto the Lord and said, if thou wilt indeed deliver this people into my hand, then I will utterly destroy their cities. And the Lord hearkened to the voice of Israel. And he delivered up the Canaanites, and they utterly destroyed them and their cities. And he called the name of the place Hormah. Now listen closely, verse 4. And they journeyed from Mount Hor by the way of the Red Sea to compass the land of Edom. Now watch this. And the soul of the people was much discouraged because of the way. Did y'all hear that? Now, I got to ask a question based on that statement. Let's isolate that statement for a minute. The soul of the people was much discouraged because of the way. So let me ask you a question first. Were they following the way of God? The answer is yes. Did you hear that? They were following the path God set for them. What did following that path equal? It equaled discouragement. Did you hear that? See, following God's not easy. Most people have this perspective. Hey, come follow God. It'll be joy, joy, and happy, happy, and blessing, blessing, and all is going to be well. That's not what the book teaches. Nowhere in the Bible does it teach that. I'll tell you what the Bible does teach. You follow God, you may encounter discouragement. They were discouraged because of the way. Now, where was they discouraged? They were discouraged in their soul. and their emotion. This is why it's so important to hear the teaching of the spirit, soul, and body. Because watch this. Even though you are a whole being, you're one as spirit, soul, and body, you are also completely complex in nature, that you can feel one thing that is negative, but encounter something that is extremely positive. Your spirit man can touch truth and your soul become discouraged because of the truth you're touching. Do you hear that? And it can even have physical effect. So my point here in this one verse is that the people were discouraged because they were following the way of God. How many of you believe it's vitally significant and important that we follow God this year?
Amen.
Matter of fact, any year, it's important that we follow God. It's important we follow God daily, is it not? But watch this, listen. In following God, you may encounter discouragement. You have to be willing to become discouraged in order to get to joy. Now, here's where kind of frustrates me, and I'm confessing this to you. I'm learning that most people that say they have a kingdom mindset only have a kingdom mindset as long as things are going good in their life. I'm learning that people won't follow God as long as following God doesn't produce the discouragement in the path that God has laid out for you. And it is absolutely contrary to the truth of God to teach or to preach that if you follow God, you're not going to encounter anything discouraging. That's not true according to the scriptures. Now, let's continue on with this passage. That's verse 4. Look at verse 5. And so the people spake against God and against Moses. And here's what they said. Wherefore have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there's no bread, neither is there any water. And our soul loatheth this light bread. Now, there's several things I can say about that verse. And I'm just teaching to you this passage because there's some things in it later that I missed. And I've got to repent of it before you, and I've got to tell you some truth about it. But I want you to listen to closely to what's being said. Verse 4 talks about how people get discouraged in following the way that God has set before their path. How many of you would agree that that is a Bible truth? You can become discouraged in following God in the way. What will that discouragement produce if you continue in that path? You will begin to speak against God and His messengers. Do you see that in the book, verse 5? Their soul got discouraged in the way, so what did they do? They began to blame God. God, you're the one that set us in this way. Can I tell you, they were right. Moses, why did you lead us out of Egypt into this desert? Now let's frame that for a minute. Can we just talk about that verse for just a second? Israel were slaves in Egypt. And here's what happened. God sent them a deliverer. His name was Moses. Pretty good idea, right? Thank you, Lord, for sending a deliverer. Thank you, God, for sending someone that came and said, hey, the great I am hath sent me to lead you out of this slavery. Isn't that a wonderful message? Do you think they shouted over it? But here's the problem. When Moses made the announcement, their taskmasters got worse. Their afflictions got worse. As a matter of fact, now they had to make brick without any straw. They had to work harder. They were beaten worse. They didn't have it better because God sent a deliverer. They had it worse. Hello? Now, here's why these things are important to me. Now, listen to what we've framed so far. Here's what we've said. their soul got discouraged because they were following the path that God had set for them. Now they're beginning to speak against God because they're discouraged in their soul. They're even beginning to speak against Moses, the messenger God sent, the deliverer that God sent. Why? Because they were led out of Egypt and they had it better in Egypt than they did in the desert. Go ahead and follow God and see what it gets you. See, watch, 2023 is going to be a good year, and you know why? Because it's going to separate those that are very serious about the relationship with God and those that's only serving God for earthly benefit. Right. Right. If you're here just for earthly benefit, you're in the wrong time. For such a time as we are now in, are we gathered together. So you want to say you follow God, wonderful, great, come join the party. We need all we can get, but can I tell you, you're probably going to get discouraged and be tempted to speak against God and even against his messengers. You know why? Because your soul's going to be discouraged. Why is your soul discouraged? Because God has set a path before us for us to walk in, and that path is filled with trouble. Isn't that wonderful news? I told you I was going to be positive today, right? This is a positive thing. I'll get to the positive, but you've got to embrace this idea because this is not just one isolated event in Scripture. It runs all the way from Genesis through Revelation. You cannot follow God without encountering these things. And people are looking for a way out, and there is no way out. The price has to be paid. Here's what the Word of God says in 2 Chronicles. You know it well. If my people which are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, I'll hear from heaven. I'll forgive their sin. I'll heal their land. How many of you want the blessings of God? It comes at a cost. It comes at a price. So when God's dropping this word into me, I'm trying to familiarize myself again with it and say, okay, Lord, yeah, I'm familiar with this truth. I've preached this truth. Let's continue on in verse 5. Let me read it again because here's what it says. And the people spake against God and against Moses, wherefore have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? There's no bread here. Neither is there any water. And listen to this. This is so significant. And it says, and our soul loatheth this light bread. Whew. Do you know what's going on here? Here's what they're saying. They're saying, hey, Moses, why did you lead us out of Egypt? At least in Egypt, we had a roof over our head. Out here in the desert, we have nothing. Hey, Moses, why did you lead us out of Egypt? At least there, the food wasn't good, but we had some. We didn't have all the water we wanted, but at least we had a drink of water when we was thirsty. You bring us out here in the desert, and there's nothing. So what they were saying was, following God has brought us from bad to worse. And they were right. And here's how it turned. They said, our soul even loatheth this light bread. Now, watch. Everybody say amen. Everybody say, I'm listening. Grab this. They were hungry. So Moses went to God and said, the people's hungry. And God rained bread from heaven to come down to feed them. We concentrate on that because that's a good thing. We like that. God rained bread from heaven. Matter of fact, I dare say, I stopped at Bojangles this morning. I was telling about, how many of you like Bojangles biscuits? Yeah. How many of you believe God's bread probably tastes a little better than Bojangles? Yeah. Fresh from heaven. Right out of the oven in glory, God rained bread down for them. And can I tell you, they were so discouraged in their soul, they even hated that. They got tired of what God was providing for them. See, a discouraged soul will affect the way you feel to the point that you will even refuse the blessings that God is pouring out. Please say amen to that. And it's going on right now all over the place. People are encountering this. I got to continue. Now watch. This is where it gets a little interesting. So look at verse 6. So here's how God responded to their discouragement. And the Lord sent fiery serpents among the people, and they bit the people, and much people of Israel died. Well, thank you so much for that, Lord. What a wonderful response from God. Did y'all read that? They were discouraged and began to speak against God, so God sent fiery serpents among them to bite them and kill them. I wonder how much of us really know God. Can I just make this announcement? God is not someone to be toyed with. Neither is he someone to be disrespected. You need to be so thankful for the long-suffering and mercy of our Father today. And so do I. He puts up with us. You think we're worthy. We're not worthy. You think you're worthy. You're not worthy. Matter of fact, there's none righteous, no, not one. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. There's none that doeth good. Even your best are as filthy rags. And somehow you still think you're entitled to the blessings of God, the great creator of heaven and earth. We want to bellyache and moan because we've got this little problem or that little problem that only has earthly ramifications, while we continuously blind our eyes to eternal things of value and speak against the great God of heaven because he's not providing for us in ways that we think that he should. Y'all with me so far? How many of you believe the Bible's true? Now, you can believe, you can put this however you want to. You can say, well, that's Old Testament. You can do all that stuff that you want to. Here's what I'm telling you. The divine nature and sovereignty of God is in view. And what God said was, I'll send fiery serpents among them to bite them. Because they've spoken against me. They've spoken against the messenger. They've cursed my blessings. They've allowed themselves to be discouraged in the path that I have given them to travel. What I'm telling you is this, 2022 was a rough year. How many of you agree with that? Ain't nothing wrong with acknowledging the truth. It was a rough year on a lot of people and a lot of people in this church. It was a rough year. But can I tell you something? Following God through the rough times is a whole lot better than following the ways of Satan.
Amen.
So here the people are surrounded with fiery serpents. Now here's how the people respond. Look at verse 7. Therefore the people came to Moses. Now, they've been speaking against Moses. Can you imagine Moses? Now, this, I don't want to get off the track and run a rabbit, but I need to do this much. Can you imagine Moses? Moses didn't want to go to Egypt to start with. Y'all remember? God had to talk him into it. Y'all remember that? Moses even told God, said, look, I can't talk. I'm slow of speech. Send Aaron, send somebody to do the talking because Moses said, I can't talk. Then they get down there and Aaron never opened his mouth. Did you notice that? See, Moses didn't want to go. He didn't want that responsibility. So he said, but Moses agreed, okay, God, I'll go. So God, Moses goes down there and says, oh, God sent me, and I'm here to lead y'all out of Egypt. And then things got worse. What do you think the prayer life was with Moses? Thanks, God. Appreciate that. All these plagues. Thanks, God. Well, where are we going? Well, we're going in the desert. Okay, well, we'll go to the desert. Well, it's worse in the desert than it is in Egypt. And again, Moses is saying, thank you, Lord, boy. Because you know the people was chiding on Moses. What are you doing, Moses? None of this is right. This can't be God. If this was God, there would be a table prepared out here in the wilderness for us to feast from. But there was nothing to eat. Moses had to follow by faith. Are you with me? So here, the people are speaking against Moses and against God in this passage. And then it says, when the serpents came and started biting them, what did they do? They spoke to Moses and they said, Moses, we've sinned because we've spoken against the Lord and against you. Pray unto the Lord that he take away the serpents from us. And Moses prayed for the people. So how many of you following along with the text? Simple text. Here's what's happening. The people are discouraged because they're following the path God gave them. The path that God gave them was harder than the path they were before in. So they begin to speak against God. They begin to speak against Moses. And as a result of that, God sent fiery serpents in among them to bite them. And they were dying. And people started crying out. And they said, okay, enough's enough. I mean, here we was in Egypt. Now we're out here getting bit by snakes and dying. Moses, you're going to have to talk to God. You're going to have to go to God and get God to do something about these snakes. Ain't that right? And so Moses said, okay, I'll go talk to the Lord. And he went and talked to the Lord. And here's what God said in verse 8. The Lord said to Moses, make a fiery serpent and set it upon a pole. Now, y'all do know that that's the medical insignia that we use today, right? The snake wrapped around the pole. In John chapter 3, verse 14, I believe it says, Jesus, like the serpent in the wilderness, was raised up to be crucified. But here's what it said. And the Lord said to Moses, make a fiery serpent, set it on a pole, and it'll come to pass that everyone that is bitten, when he looks upon it, shall live. That's good, isn't it? Isn't that wonderful? You get to live. But here's the problem. The snakes still bite. Did y'all see that? God said, I'll make a way, but the snakes are still going to bite. Y'all didn't catch that. You want to follow God? It'll cost you something. Here's the good word for 2023. Y'all ready? The snakes are still biting.
Yes, they are.
And they're going to continue to bite. You want to survive? You got to look to the Lord, who's the author and the finisher of our faith. You want to survive without a crisis of faith, then you've got to enjoy the provision of bread that he rains down from heaven. You want to survive without entering into a crisis of faith, you got to walk the path that God has chosen for you to walk, regardless of what it costs you. Please, somebody say amen to the truth. And what's happening here is God is separating the wheat from the chaff, the tares from the wheat. God's doing that. You remember the parable of the tares and the wheat? And Lord, you want us to pull up the tares with the... God said, no, let the angels do that. I'm telling you, we're in that season right now where God is dividing those that are strong from those that are weak. Those that'll allow themselves to walk through discouragement and those that will succumb to discouragement and begin to speak against God and speak against God's messengers. It is extremely outlined perfectly in Numbers 21. Because I got to tell you something. Listen, I used to, years ago, I read this passage and I would preach this and I'd say, how on earth could the children of Israel possibly want to go back to Egypt? Why would they want to go back? They've just spent all them years in slavery down there, and they've been beaten, they've been ridiculed, they've been in every way mistreated, and why would they want to go back? Well, can I tell you something? I can see from an earthly perspective why they'd want to go back. Now they're stuck out there in the desert. They ain't got nothing. And what has following God got them? I'll tell you what it got them. A bunch of fiery serpents to bite them and kill them. What's following God got them? It's got them hungry. Oh, yeah, we talk about the bread coming down from the sky. You know why there's bread coming down from the sky? They were starving to death. Why was there water coming out of the rock? Because they was about to thirst to death. At least in Egypt, they had some food. At least in Egypt, they had a little water. At least in Egypt, they had shelter over them. Hey, can I tell you something? Most of us sitting here would have never have left Egypt. Hello? Now, what I'm telling you is if you're following God, the snakes are still going to bite. 2023 is a year where the snakes are going to continue to bite. So when I'm praying, I was asking God, God, I need a word. I need direction. And the Lord said, well, okay, if you want it, I'll give it to you. You got to keep doing, you got to finish the course. I said, Lord, that ain't what I want to hear. I don't want to hear that. You got to finish the course. He said, you got to stay the course. God, I'm getting weaker. I know that, but you got to finish the course. God, I don't feel good. I know that, but you got to finish the course. Now, that way seemed a little discouraging to my soul. And so I had to come to a place where I say, okay, God, you know better than I do. I had to adopt the perspective of Job. Though you slay me, yet will I trust you. See? God, here I am. Use me. Are you with me? So you grab a hold of that path that God has destined for you and He's outlined for you. And when you get to that path, you need to understand the snakes are still going to bite. Moses went to God and said, the people are dying because of the snakes that you've sent in as a result of them speaking against you. And God said, okay, here's what you do. You make a brazen serpent, put it on a pole, you stick it up there, and you tell the people that when they're bitten, if they'll look upon that brazen serpent, then they'll live. Right? But you still gotta get bit before you can get to life. Now, here's the opposite. The opposite perspective that you have to have in all things. In an earthly perspective, we're born and then we die. In a spiritual perspective, we're dead and then we live. Did y'all hear that? We who are born in sin, hath He quickened or made alive? See, spiritually, death comes before life. Physically, life comes before death. So you got to figure out, are you dying to live or living to die? You with me? That's where you're at right now. So on this New Year's Day, here's what I'm telling you. The snakes are still going to bite in 2023. But here's something else I can tell you in 2023. Y'all ready for this? Those that look to Jesus will have more life. Somehow or another, that didn't connect like I wanted it to. It had the potential, but it sort of. Colt's got a toboggan on it, slid right over top of that bog and went right back there in the back. See, watch, if you got to figure, am I dying to live or living to die? Am I chasing earthly pursuit and earthly benefit in my walk with God? Or am I chasing eternal benefit and eternal fruit in my walk with God? The way may be discouraging, but even though the snakes bite, there's life in Christ. If we look to Jesus, if we keep our eyes fixed on Him, amen, and we obey Him regardless of the cost, then there's more life, and more life is revival. More life is freshness. More life dispels discouragement. Yeah, I want you to learn not how to escape trouble, but how to tackle trouble, conquer trouble, overcome trouble. I want to teach you how to be more than a conqueror. Did you know you're not just declared by God to be victorious, but God declared you as a conqueror? Do you know what a conqueror does? A conqueror moves from one war to the next. He don't stop. Hello? A conqueror keeps fighting. There's always another war. There's always another battle. See? So here's the long and short of it. When you encounter God, you got to get ready for what's next. Now, let me give you another passage to go along with. I'm hoping that you'll grab a hold of Numbers 21. Matter of fact, when you go home, read it for yourself. Soak these truths out for you. Apply them to yourself. Okay? They were discouraged because of the way that God gave them. They even spake against God. They spake against Moses. So God put snakes in their path, and they were dying because of the snakes. And so they had to go back to the messenger of God who gets a word from God. And the word probably wasn't what they wanted to hear. Don't you know that they were wanting God to say, okay, enough of the snakes, and just obliterate the snakes? That ain't what God did. God said, I'll put a serpent on a pole. Moses, you make it and you put it up. And you tell the people when they get bit, if they look, they'll live. If they don't look, they won't live. Okay? So the truth is, you're still going to get bit. Now let's apply that to a New Testament thing with Christ. How many of you believe Jesus was perfect? He was the Son of God.
Amen.
Wouldn't you have loved to have just been close enough to have heard Jesus praying when he was by himself with the Father? Just to have heard it. How many of you like to hear people pray? I used to love to hear my granddaddy pray. Oh, listen. And he'd start every time the same way. He'd draw a big breath of air before he'd start every time. It's like he'd get settled in. Oh, I'd love to hear him pray. And his voice through the years was just so gentle. And I'd love to hear. Would you have loved to have heard Jesus pray? Listen to this. Jesus is getting ready for his ministry, 30 years old, and he meets John the Baptist. John the Baptist says, there he is. That's him. That's what I've been talking about. Behold, the Lamb of God that's come to take away the sin of the world. That's him. Jesus says, John, baptize me. And John says, oh, I can't baptize you. You need to baptize me. No, John, you've got to baptize me. And John baptized Jesus, and the heavens opened up, and God spoke from heaven, and the Spirit of God descended upon Jesus like a dove. There's what the Bible says in Luke's gospel. He was filled with the Spirit. Jesus was. Guess what happened next? He was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to fight Satan. That's the very next thing that happened. After he encountered God. Did y'all hear what I just said? Now here's the, there's a lot more. But I do need to spend just a second on this. Sometimes God don't give us a revival because we couldn't take what comes after. Sometimes God will hold back an encounter in your life because you're not ready for what would happen afterwards. This is odd for me to say, but I think that there are times in God's mercy, he veils himself in front of us so we don't see too much of his glory because of what it would cost us afterward. Did you hear what I said? So again, I'm back to this same thing. You got to decide, are you living to die or dying to live? Reckon yourselves as dead, Paul says, that you may live. That's spiritual. That which is born of flesh is flesh. That's physical. That which is born of spirit is spirit. That's spiritual. In the spiritual realm, we die to live. In the physical realm, we live to die. If you're merely living to die, an encounter with God is going to be far from you, because it could kill you. I'm speaking to you truth that boy, I hesitate in saying this, but I have nothing left to lose, really, and everything to gain. When I first started preaching, I came to Statesville and was pastoring there. Lisa was there. I don't know if Ken was there yet or not. Joe was still in Germany. I was preaching one Wednesday night, and there was a gentleman stood up, and he said, "Preacher, you're wrong, and you need to stop." I mean, he just didn't play no games about it. Now, what I was preaching, I was convinced was God. I've reflected back on it over the years. You know why that I was convinced it was God? Because it was God. Did you know 6 weeks after that man did that, he died? You say, well, there's no correlation with that. No correlation at all with that. Really? Check the book of Acts and the times of Ananias and Sapphira. And I declare this to you. We're living in those days again. Dear God, hear what I'm telling you. These are not just the same old times that we've been in for the last two decades. We've entered into a new season. And in this season, you've got to be incredibly cautious in what you say, in how you live, in how you conduct the manner of your life. God must come first.
Amen, Jim.
And if he's not first, don't declare it. Did you hear that? If he's not first in your life, do not declare it. If you make those declarations, the times of pretense and hypocrisy is going to lead you into a snake pit, because the snakes are still biting. I'm telling you the truth this morning. And to some, I'm telling the truth to people who are blind. This morning I was coming down the road and I can't hear a thing out of this ear at all. All I can hear is a roar. And I've got to go get it fixed, and I know that. And I'm trying to figure out when in the mix of all this other I can get this fixed. And then when I get that fixed, I've got a couple other things that I've put off for years I got to get fixed. And I think I've got more broken than I've got working. And that's okay. That's all right. But I was coming down the road and I said, "Lord, what is this ear thing? What's going on with this ear thing?" Spiritually, people are dull of hearing. You listen to the words, but they're just mere words to you, because your life's not changing. You're going about the same as you've always done. May God give us transformation of life.
Oh, yes, yes.
May you learn how to look unto Jesus when bitten by the snake, that the poison doesn't corrupt you and kill you. Some have been bitten by the snake of philosophy, and they haven't looked to Jesus. So they've been corrupted. Some have been bitten by the snake of lust. And because they haven't looked to Jesus, the lust has eaten them up and corrupted them. Some have been bitten by the snake of materialism. And because they haven't looked to Jesus, they now value their money more than they do the treasures of heaven. Some have been bitten by the snake of pride, and they think themselves wise, not understanding that we're fools before God. Some have been bitten by the snake of religion, and they place their religious garments on display while being corrupted away from real life. Some have been bitten by the snake of doubt, and their faith lies waste without any ability to really trust God for what's ahead in this new year. Here's what God's going to do for us in the new year. He's going to rain bread down from heaven. He's going to bring water out of the rock. He's going to give us life when we're facing death. Matter of fact, he's already started doing those things. I have no doubt in my mind that it was Satan's plan for me not to be here in 2023. I have absolutely no doubt in my mind that it was Satan's plan for Roger not to be here in 2023. I have absolutely no doubt in my mind that it was not in Satan's plan for Sarah to survive what she went through. No doubt in my mind. I have zero doubt in my mind. I'm going to just take a chance here. I'm walking out on a little bit of a limb here. When Bob Stamey died down in Statesville, fear didn't grab my heart, but concern grabbed my heart, and I thought of Joey back there. And I could see Joey in one of them bobcats flipped over on its top. And I cried out to God. Been several times that I can say I don't think it was in Satan's plan for McKenzie to survive a trip home from Brevard. But just in instants and moments, God would say, pray. Pray. God has performed miracle after miracle in 2022.
Yes, he did.
And he's going to continue to do it in 2023. But if you're not careful, all you'll see is the discouragement in the way. All you'll see is the serpents, the snakes that still bite. If you're not careful, all you'll see is the lack of what you think is the provision. God wants to rain down bread from heaven, water out of the rock. He wants to provide for us in amazing ways. Will you let him do it? And will you follow him regardless of what it costs you? Are you living to die, or are you dying to live? That's the question. Father, bless your word. Bless all that's done. Bless these bodies with strength today. Thank you, Lord. This is supposed to be my weakest day, but you gave me strength to at least say something. I pray that you'll take what's said, let it be effective. Let it have effect. Let it have effect. And God, please, may we see what is eternal. more than what's temporary. May we see what's spiritual more than what's earthly. And teach us truth from your word over and over and over and over and over and over again until we learn it. And then God, when we learn that, give us fresh revelation. Move us from glory to glory. We love you, Jesus. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.